That the federal government has gained jurisdiction over this case because of the move that you made from New York to Georgia sometime back in 1993. What was your reason for moving to Georgia?
Well, actually, we moved back down to Georgia because this is where our roots are. Our family is different, Georgia, for one. Out of Georgia, all the way up to the spot from Virginia, from South Carolina to Virginia, all the way up to through New York, which is Shinnecock, and all the way to the Pico, and as far as Massachusetts. Hiding from the public.
Right. Okay, I've been keeping up with the various news articles involving the Yamasee Native American Moors of the Creek Nation.
Yes.
Since the migration to your homeland here in Eatonton since 1993.
Yes.
In these articles, they classify the land as a compound,
yes.
The tribe as a cult.
Right.
I've been on the land myself, and I've seen no gated entrances or
right.
armed guards, as
right.
the media may want to portray in the minds of the public.
Right.
Why do you feel the media has painted this picture?
Well, because they were doing it during the period of time that they was doing the David Koresh thing, and see, I was thinking if you try to package it with that David Koresh and the star people, I forgot their names, and, you know, the cult of music, which are usually Caucasians killing themselves anyway, or they're not Caucasian, you're Americans killing themselves, right? And or Christians killing themselves. So he thought it was an ideal time to mix the two. And that's why he punched out that time. And then he started calling the land a compound. That's another mistake they make. They, in the court, did Mr. Melchin to make statements that he said some people were stealing strips and saying the people from the compound, and we wouldn't call it compound. Or, or Dwight, and no one would call me Dwight. That's not, they know that's not my name. Little things like that. You know, revealing that the conspiracy is coming from SEALs, you know, disguising his offices and going out and passing out flyers and doing a whole bunch of getting on the internet and
tribe. Correct me if I'm saying this wrong.
Yeah, we don't like to be called black, but we'll live with it.
Now, are there
people
other...
people don't understand.
Okay, now, are there other races that make up your tribe, and what is your position on racism?
Oh, yeah, because our tribe is broken up from everything from what do you call pure blood, all the way straight down to, you know, full blood all the way out. And the people intermarry different races of people, they all belong to the same tribe. You know, you're Yamasee. It's not restricted to any race.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a black thing, as they call it.
Okay. And what is... because I know they the public likes to portray groups of this nature as having something to do with racial issues, and what's your position on racism
itself?
Well,
my position on racism is real clear. There's several books I wrote that they won't make public. They won't let the public know about. For instance, Are They Black Devils? I wrote a whole book because so many people have been calling white people devils. It could be any doggone body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm making very clear. First, I made a statement many years ago, no one wins the race in racism. I think the thing is, it's very convenient for people like Seals and them who are obvious racists to use that because it looks like a black organization, because we identify with Egypt, because we identify with Native Americans and the dark skinned, to make it look like a racial issue. It's convenient for him to stir Euro Americans, to get them upset, to make it look like, so that's some black group out there doing this, and here they go, the cult.
Right.
Then the word culture is overlooked because of the misuse of the word cult. And they don't understand English.
Right. Now, I've read in many articles that they state that Nuwabians, quote-unquote, have claimed to be Muslim, Christians, and Jews,
mm-hmm.
and have been classified as a religion.
You can be a Nuwabian, and you can be a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, a Buddhist. You could be a clown. You could be a police officer. You could be a sheriff. You can be an ice cream sandwich. You could be anything you want to call yourself and still be a Nuwabian. That's why I'm not going to tell them what Nuwabian means, because they think they know.
Okay.
You know, Nuwabian has nothing to do with religion. Nuwabians are not a religion in any form or fashion.
Okay. Now, have you ever said, or are you really saying that you are God?
Never, ever have I. Well, first, let's establish the word God has no real strong barriers, because it's a German word, good. It just means good. So, if you're talking to a Muslim, he would use the word Allah. If you're talking to a Jew, he might use the word Adonai or Hashem. If you're talking to, you know, a Buddha, he might use Buddha. If you're talking to Zoroastrians, he might use it. Americans are very, they like to play word games because their language is very weak. So when they tend to say, when you say that I'm a God, they say, oh, see, he's God. But if you open the Bible, they believe him, right? In Psalms 82, right? 6, you say, he's not written your law, I said, you're God. And this is David speaking about his people. He's not written your law, I said, you're God. But you have to look in the Hebrew to see the word Elohim to know the difference between Elohim, Elohim, Elo, and then you go to the New Testament, of course, that went into Greek, and that got really distorted, so he really messed up the relationship between the Most High and Jesus, or Isa, or Yeshua, HaMashiach. So, no, I've never claimed to be the creator of the boundless universe. No, I've never claimed to be...
One more minute for your call.
No, I've never claimed to be the God of the universe in any form or fashion. In fact, I wrote several books saying I don't claim to be. And I told him right there, I don't claim to be Jesus, I don't claim to be God, I don't claim to be... Your father?
I do.
The book is still in circulation.
Okay.
There has been numbers on all of my books, and you can get it from the internet.
So your books are international, is what you're telling me?
That's right. My books are international and have been translated to other languages.
Okay.
And of course, are still growing.
Okay. Well, I do want to continue these questions, so I just ask that if you would please call back.
I'll call you back.
Okay. Innocent of these charges?
I'm saying I'm totally innocent. This was a long-term plot with the restrictions that the community set up. Our philosophy is that they're not supposed to have sex until they're married. You follow? And that they're not allowed to drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes or listen to hardcore or vulgar rap or those things or wear explicit clothes, anything of that nature. We, as Native Americans, have a culture that we believe in, and part of it is modesty and modest apparel. following. These kids wanted to get involved because the lab was so open, so they would see street kids come on, and the girls would have all this blonde hair and extensions and wigs and perms and the tight pants and all that, and they would be attracted to that. And that caused a problem. By the time the estrogen set in on these kids, they started going to that teenage stage, they started rebelling, fighting with their mothers, sneaking up the hills, seeing boys and all kind of things, and I just couldn't take it anymore.
Now, why do you feel there is a conspiracy to have you incarcerated, either by the government or by what I understand to be those who left the tribe?
Okay, the children are tools being used by the state first. The government is also being manipulated by the state. The government stepped in, right, to do the state a favor. Didn't know the state was lying to them. Howard Richard Seals and a handful of his cronies down in the Okemoke Circuit area, which is a bunch of, the lake people, a bunch of racists out there who's been racist. We've done research on their whole history. There's been Klans and Confederates and Sherman march through there, and they're trying to hold on to the old, good old boy mentality. They hated us from the day we popped up. So he just had to wait for the right time. He tried everything, from every kind of violation, from the doorknob is too low to the lights in the wrong place, there's no exit sign, and was closing everything as fast as we were building. Meanwhile, I had applied for my indigenous status so I could eliminate being involved with him at all. But I had to go ahead and continue dealing with it until the paperwork could come through. So he would block everything, and take us to court, and he would lose. They would lie, and they would alter the permits, and then it just went on. When he realized that was not going to work, when that judge finally exonerated me, he had to come up with a good one, so he looked for the disgruntled children that had been thrown off the land for all kind of things that I don't want to discuss right now, and use them. And the government's part is that they will be manipulated by the state. The state wants to just stop us in our doctrine, because Seals himself took the time to read our books, and he knows who he is and what he is. To us, and therefore he wants the world to stop getting the books, but it's too late. It's far too late. I have 407 books circulating in different languages, and they're constantly coming out.
Right.
There's no way they can stop this doctrine from spreading now.
Right.
And the more attention they're giving us now with what they're doing now has made the organization increase by millions already. They've done it. They've done their own sort of disservice by torturing me. They put me in the martyr position. They put me in the great person position. They're doing it.
Right. Now, I came across a video, and I thought it was going to be a one of your lecture tapes, but it was actually videos during a Dr. York era.
Uh-huh.
You had music videos out probably like in the mid-80s,
90s. That's right. Yeah, I had a modeling agency.
Uh-huh.
I had my own video company, my own production company. I had several groups out with tapes on the charts. I produced quite a few prominent artists. Right, I have my own albums out, and my records sold overseas, all through Europe and all through the Far East, and even here, climbing the charts. It's Dr. York, the Love Man. That's right.
Now, you also did quite a bit of traveling during your time. You've been to how many different countries have you been to?
I've been all over the world.
Okay. That's nice. Now, is there anything that you would like to say before we end this interview that will make the public see your side of the story that has been blatantly misrepresented over the last 2 years?
The main thing I'd like them to notice is, why would they want to close the court if they have all this good filth, and the public loves filth, all this lust and all this violence and all this pornography and all this child molestation? Why would they be trying to hide that? They're not trying to hide the people because the people are not kids no more. Why are they trying to keep the public from hearing this case publicly? But I remember Mr. Bright, when he jumped on the case with the new indictment with 200 and something charges back about a year and a half ago, the first thing he said in the article in the Atlanta Constitution was, I want to make sure that everybody hears every detail of this case. That came out of Mr. Fred Bright's mouth in the newspaper. You can look it up. So now all of a sudden, what happened? Now all of a sudden, they don't want anybody here. They want to hide down in Brunswick, close the court, select the jury, cable TV so they can edit away the truth. They're trying to hide truth from the public. I want the public to demand to want to see every detail in this case and monitor every detail so they can see that it's a lie. There's a plot to stop our indigenous status as Native Americans.
Well, I really appreciate you doing this interview, and I know that this will be a victory for you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Wadu.